How's it going, Grade A Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a Grade A kind of day. And on this installment of Grade A Nation, we're going to be reviewing the Holiday Limited Edition Mountain Dew Merry Mashup. So it's a special flavor of Mountain Dew. It's cranberry pomegranate flavor, and it's mixed with some other flavors in it. And so it's a red version of Mountain Dew, kind of in the holiday spirit. And Good Times, what do you think about this?
Oh, well, I'm not really sure about this because it looks like blood, really.
Well, I don't know if it looks like blood. It sort of looks like Hawaiian Punch, to be honest.
Yeah, it kind of does look like Hawaiian Punch, doesn't it?
Now, the last time you were on Grade A Nation, you were reviewing the Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
And you really enjoyed it. And the thing was that that was one of our most popular episodes. And it seems like people are quite keen on hearing what you have to say about products and things that are happening in the marketplace.
Oh, that's really good to hear. And, you know, based on all the information out there, those Popeye's chicken sandwiches are super popular.
Are you okay? You seem to get a lot of saliva in your mouth there.
Don't tease me. I was just thinking about the Popeye's chicken sandwiches. Really got me excited. I'm just very, very impressed by their chicken sandwiches.
And it seems like the marketplace is impressed by their chicken sandwiches because they are very popular, and unfortunately, a lot of people have been injured, and some have even lost their lives trying to get a chicken sandwich from a fast food restaurant. But I mean, some people are having the reaction that you had in that installment of Grade A Nation.
That's right. It's just such a flavorful cornucopia that some people will go to extremes, and you have no control over what you're going to do.
All right. Well, I'm not sure if I agree with that perspective. They're pretty good, but I don't think, you know, killing someone over a chicken sandwich is worth it.
Well, I mean, we'll just have to agree to disagree on that.
Okay, so let's get down to brass tacks here, and let's try this Mountain Dew Merry Mashup. It's cranberry pomegranate. It does have a strange look about it. So let's get our bottles open. Hold on a second. All right. Got my mashup open. And here you go, Good Times.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay. So, the Mountain Dew Merry Mashup. This is a limited edition. I'm assuming they're only going to be out there available for purchase until the end of this year, end of 2019. So let's try this holiday flavor of Mountain Dew.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, let's taste it. It's kind of tart. Kind of tart, really. It does have a little hint of cranberry to it. Let me try it again. Interesting, interesting. Hmm. Well, it really doesn't taste like regular Mountain Dew, so they did do something different. It's just that I'm not sure if it's very memorable in terms of drinks that I've had. It just seems like something that you would have at a holiday party and forget about it afterwards. Nothing all that great. Good times. What do you think? Have a sip and give us your thoughts.
Puedo ver colores.
What do you mean you can see colors?
Esto sabe a una carga caliente.
I'm not sure that this Mountain Dew Mary mashup tastes like a hot load. I wouldn't be able to give you an answer on that. And also, I'm not really sure how you would know what a hot load tastes like. I mean, there's nothing wrong if you do know what it does taste like. I'm just, putting it out there. And also, why are you speaking in Spanish?
No puedo dejar de hablar en español.
You can't stop speaking Spanish. I mean, I'm having the drink and I'm not speaking Spanish. I don't know what the problem is. Let me do another sip. That was not a fart. That was me taking a sip. No Eric Swalwell on hardball fartgate business over here. Yeah, I mean, it's just not a very memorable drink. But I don't know why you're saying that it's having you speak Spanish. Just take another sip.
La bebida me está poniendo muy cachonda ahora.
The drink is making you really horny, huh? Well, I don't think that a Mountain Dew has aphrodisiac qualities. It's just a limited edition holiday Mountain Dew. I'm pretty sure it's not going to make anyone suddenly start speaking Spanish and get turned on and want to have sex. Okay? I don't feel any different. I'm gonna have another sip. No, nothing different. It's just a lot of caffeine. You can tell that. A hint of cranberry flavor. That's all it is. I don't know what the issue is with you.
Los Angeles de Charlie fue una película terrible. No tuve una sola erección a velor.
Well, I do have to admit that Charlie's Angels was not a very good movie. I wasn't really thinking about getting an erection while watching it, but Nigel Lee, who was on the last installment of Grey Day Nation, was not a fan of Charlie's Angels either. You can listen to that if you haven't had a chance to. And yes, that was a crowbar of a promotion for the show, but hey, I mean, you gotta listen to Grey Day Nation, right?
No puedo parar. Por favor, llame al hospital. La bebida podría estar mezclada con archo.
You want me to call the hospital and you think that this drink is laced with something. Well, I didn't put anything in your drink, and I'm having it right now. I'm having it right now, and there doesn't seem to be anything wrong. So, I'm not sure why you just can't stop speaking Spanish. And this is kind of ridiculous to the point where I think this might be another attempt to prank me on Grady Nation, try and make me appear to be just a host that lets on anyone, and they just pull my leg. So, come on, good times. You don't need to go to the hospital. I don't think that Pepsi is going to be distributing beverages that are laced with anything. It's just, I don't buy it. I don't buy it. Okay?
Estoy perdiendo la capacidad de ver la única cura es un orgasmo intenso.
You're losing the ability to see. You're losing the ability to see just because I'm a Mountain Dew. I'm going to take another sip. No Spanish. No getting horny. No losing the ability to see. I can see everything just fine. And saying that the only cure is going to be an intense orgasm, I think is inappropriate. I think you're just putting on a show. You know, at least with the Popeye's chicken sandwich, that reaction was authentic. I think you're just trying to get one over on me, to be honest.
Ponte de rodillas, puta. Quédame antes de pasar al cielo.
Why are you calling me a nasty name? And I am not going to get on my knees. I am not going to perform oral sex on you. I don't even know why you would ask. This is supposed to be a taste test of Mountain Dew Merry Mashup. It's kind of a subpar flavor experience. I'm just being honest.
No,
good times, calm down.
No me estás ayudando. Vas a pasar la eternidad en el purgatorio por esto.
What do you mean I'm not helping you? I am helping you. I'm helping you by being honest. There's nothing wrong with this drink. And I'm not going to be spending my entire eternity in purgatory just because I'm not helping you. Here, look. Here's a bottle of water. Hold on a second. Here's a bottle of water. Have some bottle of water.
That was really, really good.
You see, I helped you out, and it seems like you're speaking English now.
What happened? That was quite the experience.
Well, it seems like the Mountain Dew Merry Mashup caused you to go into some sort of hallucination. And you're talking in Spanish.
Is that right? I don't even know how to speak Spanish. How is that even possible?
Well, it happened, and the listeners to Grade A Nation will serve as witnesses to what just happened?
Wow! Well, I have to say I enjoyed it. I mean, the cranberry flavor, that cranberry pomegranate was pretty good. I think I'm going to take another sip right now.
No. Give me the Mountain Dew.
Why? What's the problem? I don't even understand.
Give me the Mountain Dew.
Okay, jeez. Get a grip. Man.
All right, Great A Nation. We'll be back with another installment as soon as possible. Hopefully the next time Good Times Tomlado is going to review something, he doesn't flip out and start speaking Spanish.
What do you mean I didn't flip out? Let me just try another one right now.